This recording, Germany 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arch with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he's looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I was born in Ludwigshafen, Germany, but was basically spent the first 17 years in and around Waldorf, Germany, which is a small town about 10 miles south of Heidelberg, which is in the southwest corner kind of Germany. I first came to the U.S. in 91-92 as an exchange student. I stayed with a host family in Leawood, Kansas, and went to Rockhurst High School. I then returned to Germany for 2 years, again to Waldorf, to finish my high school. I then embarked on a study in an international business administration program. I spent the first 2 years in London, England, where I went to college and also worked for 6 months. I then returned to Germany, various locations, 3 months in Frankfurt, 4 months in Reutlingen, 6 months in Cologne, and another 10 months in Reutlingen. So after this, these 2 years finishing my undergraduate program and, again, working part of the time, I then came to the U.S. To pursue a doctoral program, a PhD in business, and I've been here for about a year and a half in Lawrence, Kansas. My first exposure to English, like most Germans, fifth grade in high school, somewhere between 3 and 5 lessons a week. And then I had it in high school all the way through 13th grade. And at first, not very successful experience, always kind of the C range, because it requires one thing that I don't like to do, and that's study, learning by heart, and so my vocabulary was always a problem. But once I came to the U.S., spent a year in a family environment, in a high school environment, where you actually talk much more than if you come to the U.S. as an undergraduate or especially graduate students, that's when I really was exposed to English at a much higher level and also learned the cultural background, the cultural artifacts, the cultural references that give me really the head start. It's not necessarily the language, it's the cultural background knowledge. It's the 1 year of U.S. history, the 1 year of American history. Because if you're a foreign student and you like watching television around Christmas time and you don't know Charles Dickens' The Christmas Carol, half of the references are lost on you. It's just plain fact. Okay. In some sense, from a grammar viewpoint, English is fairly easy to learn. There's no genders. There's no three different genders. There's a lot more words that adhere to rules rather than German that only consists of exceptions. In terms of pronunciation, the German stumbling blocks tend to be the TH, which is most German. Humorous accents are based on a lack of TH. The real problem for me is the old problem with the V and the W, because the English V pretty much corresponds to the German W, so the cough drops, Vicks, in English is spelled V-I-C-K. In Germany, the same brand is spelled W-I-C-K. Everywhere, that's a particularly just tough word, the W and the V, because the German V sounds a lot more like an F, probably. R's are difficult, but we say humorously in German, if you want to sound American, just eat while you speak. This is probably the first rendition of the German national anthem that I delivered since I had to learn it by heart in fourth grade. Einigkeit und Recht und Freiheit für das deutsche Vaterland. Danach lasst uns alle streben, brüderlich mit Herz und Hand. Einigkeit und Recht und Freiheit sind des Glückes Unterpfand. Blühe im Glanze deines Glückes, blühe deutsches Vaterland. I'm not too positive on the second stanza of the German national anthem are no longer the German national anthem. Their use is very much discouraged. I don't know if it falls under the law that prohibits use of fascist symbols, but it certainly, if you would sing it, you would be considered extremely right-wing and would be associated with the Hitler regime.